Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
I'm actually so exhausted. So as soon as this is done, I'm going to sleep. I hate to be that person who's constantly like, I'm tired, but I'm very, very tired. So we are going to talk about some hot topics today. We're actually going to talk about my birthday as well, because we have some stories to tell.
We do.
Yeah. But before we do that, we have to talk about what's going on in the social media world. Chantel stays off of Twitter. So she and Chantel, it's the best thing that you've ever done to stay off of Twitter, by the way.
Seriously.
So I'll send her some things and she gets scare. She gets very, very scare. And if you've listened to us for a long time, we've said multiple times that Twitter is a very toxic place and we don't like being on it. So we've said that several times. So obviously there's a lot going on in the, you know, Twitter world, just drama. We've kind of touched on it.
I have a question though. Like, do you think most of the masses see it, or is it just like the blogs, like the fan pages that are seeing things? Like, do you really think that it's reaching a lot of people?
I don't know. I don't think any of it's honestly very relevant. And
yeah, it's like nothing groundbreaking. Like, I keep saying things, you keep saying things, and I'm like, and your point? Like, I'm confused. You talk shit about Melissa's mom. Okay, and like, hello, have you listened to our podcast before?
Right. Where we literally say, why is a 70-year-old speaking poorly of her daughter's sister-in-law? We literally say these things.
And everything we say about people is on their actions. Like, we're just talking about what they, like, we're just giving an opinion on their actions at the end of the day. So it's like, nothing is that groundbreaking. So it's like very confusing to me, like, what is even being done, like what the commotion is. Like, I swear I'm so confused, and I think a lot of people are confused, and we're just like sitting here like, what's going on?
We have so many DMs, we have so many texts, and I don't know. We respond to all DMs. If you're going to give us your opinion, first off, we don't have the capacity to start the conversation, but we did have Teresa fan account start the conversation with us time and time again, and we would respond or react. Anything that we would say in these messages, even if we're talking shit, we would say it on the podcast. We've said it on the podcast. So it's just our opinion, and that's all that it is. I'm not sure what people are trying to do. We're not on the show. I don't know what people think of us, Chantel, that.
Yeah, like, why are, like, it's like, okay, I get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, we're not up here to get criticized. We're not on the show. But if you want to come after us, like, okay, go after us. Like, it's really confusing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the hate? Like, I'm just still confused about it. Like, are you mad that we have a podcast? Like, you can have a podcast too. I'm so confused. It sounds like we can say, oh, we can get on a show or something. Like, we can't do that. But you can easily create a podcast. We'll help you. We'll show you how to do it.
Yeah. I mean, remember with Kim D when we were, you know, we weren't good with Kim D, and then we made peace with her and we literally walked her through how to create a podcast, and we helped her because she wasn't the best with social media. So yeah, if you guys want a podcast, we're willing to help you guys. I'm not quite sure what's happening here, but it's just been a lot of chaos. There's been a few, like 4 accounts that were hardcore Teresa fans that churned. And honestly, we had even distanced ourselves with some of them. And then we did block some back in November just because we didn't agree with how intense things were. And we just got bad vibes, bad gut feelings. So we didn't want to be associated with it anymore. We want to do our own thing. We don't just cover Jersey. And if you look at our last 10 episodes, you'll see 1 episode of Jersey. So we don't just cover Jersey. So a lot of people have been asking us, people have stopped sending us what other people are saying, and we don't care anymore. So we don't even want to see it. Doesn't matter to us. Because, you know, we do have a life outside of this. We did end up tweeting, for those wondering why we haven't commented on New Jersey drama regarding the 4 accounts that have been obsessing over us. Mental health is a serious thing, and it is clear those accounts need real help. We hope they get the help they need, as it has gotten to a scary point, which it has gotten to a scary point, because I mean, Chantel, I don't even know what to say. All that it really is. It's scary.
I mean, someone, my friend texted me. It's like, do we need to get you bodyguards? I was like, maybe.
Right. I mean, and the fact that, you know, we've had these accounts talk about like my children and all that stuff. It's just, it's not okay. So anyways, we said, as far as screeners, we have been blogging since 2012 and appeared on every Real Housewives show as production, have asked us for headlines. We've also received screeners directly from the network for certain housewife shows. Specific accounts and podcasters get this. So this is not crazy news or anything, because I know that the whole screener thing is out there. We also wrote, what I can say, everyone is responsible for their own actions. Accounts put themselves in the middle of the drama. They feel entitled that they are owed something. They're not owed anything. I know some accounts are saying people made me do this or do that. That's, you know, if that's how they take things, I don't know. I just know we've been around the game for this long, and everything we've done is because we wanted to do it. Everything we don't do is because we don't want to do it. For example, there was a post that Margaret Joseph's, or not a post, a recording of her, apparently an alleged recording of her, that Margaret Joseph's said some racist stuff. Guess what we did? You know, people were sending it to us and they were like, we think it's her, we think it's her. And one of these accounts that we have blocked was the one who put it out. And we said, it's not her. We're not fans of Margaret. We even tweeted and said, it's not Margaret Joseph's. Like, it's not her. So we don't want to do nasty stuff like that. We're not, like, you know, fighting on Twitter or anything of that sort, but we just give our opinion. So if we see something that's shady or gross, or for example, like Melissa's family going ham on Teresa, like, to us, like, if our sister-in-law did that, we would be grossed out by that. If our sister-in-law's family did that, we would be grossed out by that. So we just say our opinion.
And again, I'm sure that causes other people to think the same as us or say things. So it's like, we're just like, it's a community of what we're all just saying and thinking. It's not like we're saying to people, hey, go cause hate and go do this. We're just giving you our opinion because it's a show that's on national TV, and we're allowed to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think
I've ever seen your posts or do anything like that. Even especially on All About Tariq, they're definitely more neutral on there. Like, say, hey guys, go create this or go do this or go say this. I've never seen that, to be honest. No. On any of the housewives, not just New Jersey, on any of them.
Yeah.
You guys will even post like nice bikini pictures of Melissa and saying, Melissa looking hot in Miami. Like, there's not all hate there. Yeah, majority of the time we are hating, but it's because of the things that we see on social media, right, on the show that we're hating about.
Right. We're giving our opinion, and that's the whole point of a podcast. That's the whole point of All About Tier H, you know, allabouttierh.com. That's all we've done from the very beginning. Anyways, so an account, the Andes of Bravo, it's like a fan page account, they ended up seeing our tweets. And by the way, we got so much love and support. So thank you guys so much. The responses were overwhelming. And you guys have been so supportive. So we appreciate it. But the Andes at Bravo ended up putting up a mental, he quoted me and said, mental health is a serious thing. And it is clear those accounts need real help. And then he said, the funny thing about this is that the Stumps had no issue with these accounts when they were relentlessly bashing Melissa in March. It's only now that Roxanne says they're mentally ill. She's a huge part of the reason New Jersey Twitter is so toxic. Shame on all those accounts, but more importantly, shame on Roxanne. Immediately, this is like, you know, a fan page. Immediately after he put that thing, Melissa Gorka comments it and goes, exactly. When they are ripping us to shreds, they are fine and they are amazing, right? The fact that this woman is a wife and a mom with children is disgraceful. It's only okay when it happens to other families.
Hold me back. Hold me back. Yeah. Hold me back. No, right. But seriously, it's like, Melissa, like, go away. Like, no one asked you. Like, where did you come from all of a sudden that you want to put your piece into it? Because
well,
she's
now she's so happy. Happening. She's so happy. But let me tell you something. Every housewife talks to bloggers. In fact, I've spoken to Melissa and we agreed that we would make peace. And we've spoke on the phone. I have her phone number. I did with Kathy and Richie as well. And for a little bit, Melissa and Teresa were getting along. But then there were things that Melissa would do. And it was just my opinion. Like, I can't change how I feel about someone. And my whole biggest issue with Melissa, and if you guys know, is that she's never taken accountability for anything. In the earlier seasons, Teresa took accountability, said sorry to try to make things better. Melissa never did. So, you know, that was always my issue with her. But
And someone said, like, being critical of someone who signed up to put their life on display is not the same thing as these accounts and podcasters. And so, like, she's so, like, it should be obvious to her that we're not the same. This is not the same, Melissa. So, like, don't put your two cents into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I don't understand why she's bringing up, like, me being a mother. I mean, she associates herself with tons of accounts that have families and that have done or said terrible things. So I'm not quite sure what she's saying there, why she's bringing that up. But it's yeah, just okay. Weird.
Yeah. It's like, just because you're a mom, you can't have an opinion now. Just because you have kids, you can't have an opinion now.
Right. It is so weird. And I'm
going to make sure, sorry. And I'm going to make sure you don't raise your kids to ever be like a Melissa. So that's what I'm going to do for being a mom. So thank you so much.
The thing is, we're not putting out lies for Melissa. Okay. I can understand why she has probably gotten upset and stuff, because at the end of the day, yeah, when we opened up allaboutterryh.com, we were, you know, introduced to the manager at the stripper, and he wanted us to interview him and all those things. So I can understand why, maybe. I mean, obviously, like, she's like, you guys have been around for so long and you guys, we've basically fact-checked everything she says, and that is very annoying. So, you know, anything she says, we're like, that's not true. Here's the proof. Here's what you did. Here's all the stuff that we don't agree with. And that could be annoying to her. So at every chance that someone like these accounts, who, by the way, these accounts also, you know, went after her family and did all that stuff. But now that they're coming after us, she's also now okay with it. And that's fine, because we don't have a relationship and we don't, you know, care for each other. But it was just weird that she brought up my kids, you know, or my children into this, and me being a mom, and then saying it's disgraceful.
So weird. It's like, just so hypocritical from someone who always says, don't bring the children in it. Don't bring the children in it.
I mean, she forgets that. And someone even said that she's a mother. She's a sister. You know, she's an aunt. She's behaved ways that we wouldn't behave. So I don't know. It's definitely a new low for her. And it's very convenient that she'll, like, comment immediately as they post something or as they say something about us.
Yeah, she's definitely on it. So, like, it's like, if she's saying that, like, imagine what she's saying in her DMs. And, like, let's pull up your DMs. Let's do it. Let's get a warrant for your things. And let's see how many times you talk to bloggers and you told them to do things, or you try to sway them a different way. Like, let's pull up your receipts. So don't act so innocent. That's, like, the biggest thing to me, is that, like, if they're going to get mad at, like, a Teresa or a Jennifer or whoever that are going to talk to bloggers, you guys do too. So stop being a freaking hypocrite.
Oh, and we've seen DMs of many of the housewives on that show on New Jersey who do that. But it's 2024. Social media is a different thing. Social media has taken over. People have relationships with bloggers. It's not a surprise that Melissa talks to X, Y, and Z or supports X, Y, and Z or Teresa does or whatever does. I mean, it's not a shocker. I don't know why anyone's acting shocked about this. So,
or they're making it a thing. Like, why are you guys making this a thing? I'm very confused.
Yeah, they're making it a thing because the few accounts are just so upset. I don't know. I just think, okay, at the end of the day, no one can make you say or do anything. We are in control of ourselves. No one makes us and say and do anything. And that's it. And, you know, Melissa, again, probably super excited about the drama that's going on and all that stuff. And,
clearly.
Yeah. I mean, her chiming in, it's just very, very weird. Very weird of her to do that. But I think, you know, I mean, we don't want to address this stuff anymore. It is what it is.
We keep saying that, but then like something will happen. So like, I really hope this is our last time because it's like, we're going to focus on the show and what our opinions are on the show. It's coming out in 10 days. And it's like, you guys do the same. Like you guys can say whatever you want on that. Or if you want to challenge us in our opinion, that's fun too. But like, just don't make it dirty. Like, I just don't understand it.
We have texts. We have DMs too. We have everything. We don't want to, we have like a life outside of this, you know, we just want to like live our life and then have fun talking about the show, giving our opinion like we always have been. We've been doing that since 2012. So, I mean, now we have, you guys hear our voices. So it's a little bit different. But I mean, it's sad. It's sad all around. And I mean, people are hurt and I don't know what it is, but it's a lot of drama. New Jersey is very, very toxic. It's because of us. Apparently we're super, super toxic. So
we're the ones that bring the toxicity to Twitter.
Yeah. But I know I need to like go back on my binge. I like did say I'm going to stop going on Twitter because I've like gone months without going on Twitter and stuff. And you do feel better because Twitter is just a very toxic place because anyone just can say anything and it's fine. But sometimes just people take it too far and it's like, you know, touch
just
grass.
Delete it, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
Like delete the app, not your page, but just delete right. it.
I know. Yeah. And just post like stuff that come off our website. But yeah, we just wanted to respond to that because that was just very shocking of her. Also, we don't shred Melissa. And I just want to point that out. We absolutely don't shred. We don't like stalk. We don't. Again, we've been very nice where we will post nice things about her. But at the end of the day.
We definitely know that we don't like her. Or
We're tree huggers. Yeah. And we've made it very, very clear. And we've been like that. The one thing about us is our opinion has never changed. We've always had a consistent opinion. And no, we're not getting paid, but I'd love to if you guys want to like pay us, but we're not getting paid. So we're not getting paid to say or do anything at all. No, and I don't think anyone does, to be quite honest. I don't think anybody does, even on the other side. I don't think like, you know, there's
that would be a new low, honestly. That'd be a new low for anybody, like any housewife to sit there and pay anybody. Like, that's a new low.
As you can see, people are willing to open up pages, be very passionate, say what they want to say. Like, that's what all these pages did, and they did this for free. So, it's like, and they're doing this right now 24/7 for free. So, I mean, I don't believe anyone to be getting paid, but I think it's like an easy thing to say. Like, oh, this person's getting paid, but I don't think so because I've been around for so long and no one's ever offered us money. So like, I just don't think people get paid like that. And we would never even take, we don't just like, ugh. I mean, I think it's weird when people, if they did get, like if they would, that they would take the money, you know, that's weird to me. If they would accept gifts, if they would take that and, you know, that's what's weird to me. But
yeah, the only thing I think I would do is if like you offered me to go down your yacht or something, I'd be down.
Remember Siggy had told
that,
us.
I know. That's what I thought about. I'm like, you know, she said anytime we're down and like.
Oh, I would totally do that.
Yeah, same. Like, you know, if you want to invite me places, I'll definitely come.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. I would totally do that. And Siggy told us, she was like, if you're ever in this area, come. She's like, we can go on. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go on a yacht. I'll go over. Yeah, are you kidding? So yeah, that would be a very fun experience. But yeah, we'll see if we'll have to continue. We'll have to talk about it again. All we know is that we have the best support ever, and our listeners are so amazing. And we just want to thank you, because even we get overwhelmed or we text each other and we're like, wow, like how do we get so lucky? So that these people see through things and that they're so supportive of us. So we really seriously do appreciate that.
Our tea.
Yeah. But I think that's all we have on Melissa. And all the drama. And you guys, my birthday was just 3 days ago.
So did you have a fun birthday?
It's so weird. I feel like as we get older, guys, like we just, again, we like expect so much. So if I was like we went to brunch with my husband's parents, who are the best people ever. And that was nice. I had a mimosa for the first time since having baby Elle. And so that was nice. And then like when we were home, my husband put all the kids to nap, and it was like an hour of silence. And I was like sad. And I was like, this is my birthday. Like we're just at home and there's like an hour of silence. And then, my husband's like, what else do you want? Like we're going out tonight. And I was like, I know, but I just feel like birthdays are so depressing. But then we got ready and we went to Chantel's house and I had the best time ever.
She really did. It's like, you could tell she doesn't go out much, you guys.
Oh my God. I know. I swear to God. Cause I had so much fun. We went to her house. Chantel like had a nice spread. She's like the best hostess ever. And we were going out to eat at an amazing restaurant. So I was like, you don't need to like do this pre stuff for us. And then we went to a restaurant and Chantel's with Chantel's husband as well. And you know, I got crunk and it was so much fun.
She got so drunk that she kept telling the waiter, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. And we were going to literally hit her, you guys. Like, yeah. Shut the hell up. You're embarrassing us. We come here all the time. You don't. So stop embarrassing us.
And it's my husband's favorite restaurant. I mean, he was like cracking up the whole time. And I mean, even like after we were like, okay, that was like a really good night. Oh no, the best part is that Chantel's husband invited us for a nightcap after. And Chantel was like, no, they're going to go home. And I was like, ew, okay. You know, and like, we did have a babysitter watching like four of my kids. I mean, they're sleeping and stuff, but my husband, we get in the car, he's like, we're going to go. And I was like, we're going to go where? He's like, we're going to her house. I was like, wait, what? I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. He's like, why not? I was like, but we just told them no. We literally go to Chantel's house and then we see them through the window because they're the weirdos that have their like blinds open for everyone to see, and we see them and we can tell they're about to go in their room to change up into pajamas, and all of a sudden you hear me scream nightcap from outside, and they
literally
were
just
so shook. They were like, what are you doing here, go home.
So he really made them a nightcap, and they stayed probably for another like what, like half hour you think, or more,
like 40 minutes I feel. Yeah. Like yeah. So it was a good time. It was fun. So I did overall have a good birthday. I just got sad for 1 hour.
Yeah. She called me and I was like, I gotta go, dude.
Oh my God. She was literally like girls shopping with like her husband. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, why am I sitting at home right now in this hour? And she's like, didn't you just come from brunch? I was like, yeah, but I don't know. It was a good weekend though, overall. And, yeah, next birthday for sure. And so that's why we've also been MIA, because we've just been so busy with birthdays, babies, all that stuff. And Chantel was out of town. She's going out of town again. So we've been busy.
I'm going to Miami, so holler if anyone's there.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how long are you going for?
Just Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, okay. Just Thursday to Sunday, just casually going to Miami Thursday.
My friend has a condo down there, so it's really nice to like just, you know, be able to chill. It feels like you're at home almost, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. But we have some hot topics to talk about. Any hot topics that you have to talk about?
Let me look.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, speaking of New Jersey, you know how Andy did come out and he did say, you know, that New Jersey isn't sustainable with how divided the cast is. Melissa actually was, she talking to the U.S. Sun, and she agreed with that. And she said, I 1000% agree. that it's not sustainable with how it is. And what's crazy is that all of them are about to go into the reunion doing the same exact thing they did last year. And it's like going to affect, you know, most of them. You know, who knows if they'll do like a whole new New York thing. But if they all take that approach where it's like, we're going to go and we're going to act exactly how we acted last season, it's definitely, you know, it's not going to really work out.
Yeah. So like, if you don't think it's sustainable, then like, let's do something different.
Yeah. She did say, you know, I think it's a good refreshing season. I know everybody's seeing the change in dynamics and friendships, and it's actually going to be quite shocking. She said, I think people are so used to Jersey being about family. It's a huge twist this year, plot twist. I love
family.
Because of family. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I don't like the like friend thing as much. And she said, you know, I have my girls on the show that I trust and I love. I love Dolores. I love Margaret. I love Rachel. I mean, I'm getting to know Danielle a lot better this year. She seems like a really down to earth, awesome person. So I'm also forming new friendships, which I'm happy about.
Her and I just do want to say her and Dolores really do seem like they're getting really close. I don't know, just the vibe I'm getting off social media. Like,
yeah.
They've done a lot of events together recently. And then even like, right, they just had Brittany's bridal shower, Frank's fiance, and like, you know, like Melissa's there, so are other people, but just like, you could just tell.
She's also friends with Brittany.
What is it?
She's also friends with
Brittany. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that they've been in the same room a lot off filming is what I'm just trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, especially as filming comes, and I just know that Dolores is like, she has an equal relationship with everyone, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no.
I think you need, again, you need someone to be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. The hot topic I had was that Jack Salen and Brittany followed each other on Instagram.
I know. That is so crazy.
It's just weird, you know, like why do that?
I mean, I feel like it's a very impulsive move. It's very impulsive for them to have done that. And it's not. Yeah, it's just not the best move because, like, at the end of the day, they're going to have to co-parent. They're going to have to – I mean, I don't know. I just definitely don't agree with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, apparently the Alexia stuff with Miami, you guys, she is, you know, devastated. She is hurting. So what is said is that everyone is shocked. It's very surprising. Alexia loves hard. She's all about love. She's romantic in that respect. She's hurting right now. A second source told Us Weekly that Alexia truly was blindsided by Todd's filing. She said things were the source says things were good between her and Todd days leading up to him filing. She had no idea. There were no signs. Alexia believes he wanted to keep her in the dark about how he was feeling about ending the marriage because he knew she would try and convince him otherwise. The source adds that that Alexia thinks that the breakup has a lot to do with her sons and their family dynamic. And it says like Peter tried to warn her about him. I think that's so messed up. You're married to someone and then you sit there and you don't like you completely surprise them. Like they have no idea that you're about to do this.
That's just really cruel and so weird. It's like, why would you, if you love somebody, like why would you do that to them? Like they should be aware of what's happening.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And look how Peter is saying that it has a lot to do or like that he told her so. And it's like, yeah, probably not the one thing you want to hear right now. But it's just really sad to me. Again, I feel like Todd could not take what the backlash from the show or people calling him out on things. And it's like, again, imagine being Louis. Anything Louis does or says, everyone, or not everyone, but there are accounts that will try to make sure to attack him or go after him. And
well, at the end of the day, she's gonna be better off if like that's someone like, you know, you have someone that weak and, you know, can't even tell you that he wants a divorce or he came and like handle your guys's marriage or handle your kids or whatever the case is. It's like, then bye.
Right. Yeah.
Go rent your own apartment.
Also, so another hot topic is that Mary Cosby allegedly called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son the R word. Also, we want to point out that we don't talk about children. So I don't know who's trying to put that narrative out there. Oh, gosh. You guys, I'm done with Twitter. I'm off. Chantal, I just deleted the app. So
good job. Good job. That's a round of applause.
Thank you. So, okay. So Mary Cosby allegedly called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son, Henry, the R-word while filming season 5 of Salt Lake City. Page Six reported that Mary allegedly...
Wait, like, am I, like, are we, like, is it, like, R-word isn't racist or R-word isn't the R-word?
The R-word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Damn.
Yeah. Mary called Lisa's 12-year-old son, Henry, the R-word during a heated argument while filming. According to one insider, the offensive remark was made during a crazy fight that took place between both of the cast members earlier this month. And the entire cast was beyond grossed out by Mary's alleged use of the slur, saying the source. However, a third source says that while Lisa was initially very upset and Mary, they both have since moved on from the fight and put the drama behind them. I do think Lisa Barlow, the one thing about her, she is able to move on from things. Okay. Do you not get that? You don't get that vibe?
No, I do. Yeah, she just needs to be acknowledged and said, and like, you know, it's wrong. And then she would move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see that. I'm more excited to see Orange County. Orange County has wrapped up. So I'm excited to see what goes on. I know that the finale was the engagement party between Ryan and Jen. So I'm just excited to see like everything unfold. That will be really, really awesome. Chanel, did you want to talk about Summer House?
Yeah, I would love to talk about Summer House.
Okay, yeah. What did you want to say? Well,
so,
what do you think about Summer House?
Yeah, well, we haven't been like recapping it, but I just think it's a great show so far. But we watched the after show, and I wanted to know your opinion on this whole Paige and Danielle thing. So Paige and Danielle and Kyle were out one night, and Danielle straight up looks at Paige and goes, "You give Craig nothing." And like, I think Paige was so caught off guard, and she's like, "You give him nothing." Like, you could just basically, she's saying that like, you don't do anything for him to make him feel secure or happy in the relationship or knowing where to go. And like, you could tell Paige was furious. Like, she was pissed.
I was surprised she didn't call her out then and there and be like, "What are you talking about? Or you know nothing about our relationship." And instead she just looked at her and she like kind of processed what she said. But I was a little bit surprised.
Yeah. And then, so the after show, like, it was kind of awkward because Danielle and Amanda were together. And Amanda's trying to be nice about it. And I was like, you know what? That's not nice to say she does nothing for him. And she's like, "I was just trying to say that, like, I don't know, Danielle's excuse was really weird," which is like shocking for me, because I've always liked Danielle and the way that she, her opinions and all things like that. But Paige is like, Danielle just loves to comment on people's like relationships because she loves to be the critic and she knows she can't take it. Paige was just fucking pissed. And she even said she's like, Danielle doesn't even know Craig. Like, she's met him like once or twice, which was so like wild of Paige to say. And I think you were saying too, like, Paige is so funny, like the way that she like goes about things. But how'd you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, she lost her shit. She all of a sudden then said, "I think Lindy was right about Danielle." I think that's what the craziest part was, is like, it's interesting. The second that, you know, it happens to you, then you're like, "Oh, okay, maybe I was hard on Lindy and maybe Lindy was right about Danielle." So I found that to be very interesting. But I mean, yeah, no one knows Craig and Paige's relationship or how much she does for him. So
she's like, "I've taught him self-confidence. I've taught him this. I've done this." She like was naming all the lists. We're like, "Okay, Paige, go off." I mean,
Danielle's very direct. She's very, very direct. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. She's just a very direct person.
But then even Paige,
we have a cousin like that where we're like, "Okay, like, just like calm your tone."
Yeah. So that would piss me off if like I felt that way. But you know what? Paige was like, she does it for the sake of just saying, "I'm a direct person," or I'm a truth teller. And it's like, Paige is like, no one gives a shit then, you know, like, keep it to yourself, which is so true. It's
And I hate when people do that where they're like, "Oh, I'm a truth teller."
So congratulations.
And they're saying that. And they're saying that about like your relationship. And you're like, "Okay, I didn't ask for your truth telling. I don't know what this is. I didn't ask for it." It was awkward because in the after show, Danielle is seated with Amanda, and you can tell Amanda would probably talk a lot more crap if Danielle wasn't next to her.
Yeah, I said that. Were you not paying attention to me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I literally said word for word. It was so awkward that Amanda was with Danielle because you could tell.
No, yeah, I really was. There was a segment with you talking that I was looking at something else and I wasn't paying attention.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh.
And another thing on the after show, which was really funny, was like, well, first of all, we see Lindsay and I always forget her name. She's not on that much, so I'm sorry.
Gabby.
Lindsay and Gabby. And then, like, they kind of are talking to Lindsay about the whole Carl situation and, like, what you keep saying about, like, how he's not a man because he doesn't have a job. And then you get Carl's perspective, and, like, Kyle's with Carl. And Kyle's, like, low-key, like, kind of, like, knows, like, Carl's not that ambitious, you know? So, like, when Carl's trying to talk, it's just, like, Carl, awkward. Like, yeah, it's, like, very awkward. It's, like, those after shows really are so funny because, like, especially when they seat them with people that are not, like, that don't agree with them in that certain topic. It's, like, the best thing to see their, like, their vibe and their situation.
But they're friends, so they're not going to go against them.
Yeah, like, most of the time you are friends, but you can just tell the vibe. You're like, okay, no. Yeah. This is not okay.
Yeah, and I do, I mean, that I do feel like Carl just, he, yeah, I don't know.
But Lindsay's just really strong. Like, she's very strong. Like, that's not how you approach a situation.
Especially your man. Like, your man doesn't want to hear you talk to him like that.
Yeah, you don't sit there and say, like, you know, like, or put down his ideas, you know? Like, sometimes you just, like, if you put down his ideas and, like, he's never going to amount to something, let him follow his dream, whatever that is, you know?
Right, for sure.
But what else? I'm trying to think what else happened in Summer House that we should. Do we know? Is Sierra, what's his name, West still together?
I don't know about that.
Because they were on the after show and, like, Andy wasn't even asking him because it was Wes and Kyle. And Andy was like, I'm not going to ask you. Like, let's wait till the reunion for people to find out. But then we find out that Sierra went to his, like, ranch. So, like, it's, like, clearly they were hanging out. But it's, like, I don't know if they're friends or I'm very curious.
Well, so on Reddit, it says, I think they dated up until December at the very least. Pretty full on. But I wouldn't be surprised if things fizzled out.
Yeah. It kind of maybe seems that way then, actually. Like, that they tried and then it just didn't work out.
Yeah. And it looks like there's no confirmation at all anywhere.
Hmm.
I can see it not lasting outside of the show.
Yeah. It was funny because, like, Andy was giving Wes a big head. About, like, he's been a breakout star, which I really do think so. Like, he has been.
I think this. I'm watching for the first time Summer House Martha's Vineyard, and I like it.
Oh, okay. We can talk about it then.
Yeah. Well, I'm on season one, and I'm only on episode three because, you guys, I'm, you know, my walks. I'm like, let me watch and do all that while I'm walking.
Oh, you know, I lost my thing. I don't know where the frick it's at. I'm so pissed.
Oh, no. Your step. She's talking about her step. What is it called? Like
step counter.
Yeah, her step counter. No, not me. I haven't lost it, but that's my baby. It's like right on my dresser every day.
I know. I feel like it's like clipped onto something. It has to be like.
I clip it onto my sock. So.
Oh, but I don't wear socks every day.
Oh yeah, you're gross. Because it's like, it's weather for you to wear socks. And you don't. Again, Chantal used to go barefoot 24/7, which you're probably super healthy because you did go barefoot so much.
Yeah, I was like a low key. What's them call it?
Bear.
Yeah, what is it called though? Why am I blanking? On like what you do grounding. Like I was looking at grounding before grounding was a thing.
Was a thing. Oh my gosh. So true. Chantal actually just introduced me to Bobby. What is it?
Oh, Bobby approved. Like Bobby Flav City on Instagram.
Yeah. And that account is teaching me so much stuff that I actually went shopping at Aldi today because I didn't realize Aldi was like a thing and it was like good. And I had a great experience at Aldi today. I will say that, but. Yeah, you guys, I'm tired, so I think.
I think this is it.
Okay, wow. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much.
And if you guys are not on our Patreon, like, listen to our last episode so you can get another glimpse of our Patreon, VIP, actually, and let us know what you thought about that episode.
Yeah, we recap season 3, episode 1, and it gave us, like, the PTSD of it, exactly why we feel the way we feel about Melissa. And why it'll never change.
Melissa, Joe too, you guys. Like, we're very hard, especially more on Joe than Melissa, honestly. So, yeah.
It's very, very eye-opening, and it just gave me PTSD, definitely.
Yep.
All right, well, we hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night or day. And again, thank you all so much for your support. And follow us on Instagram at All About Terry's Podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.